To you who are receiving calls and assignments, to your family and friends, to your colleagues and classmates, to everyone in the seminary community, and to our guests, to all of you, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostles said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The apostles said, it's with the heart that you believe and are justified. It's with the mouth that you confess and are saved. For everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. The apostle said, the same Lord is Lord of all. He bestows his gifts on everyone who calls on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those are great words, stirring words. More than that, they're words to live by, words to serve by, words to die by. So what got Paul to say these things? Here in the middle chapters of his letter to the Romans, Paul is talking about the problem of the Jews. How is it that God's chosen people, how is it that the people that God called, that God made his own, that God had delivered from Egypt, that God had given priests and prophets and kings and the scriptures, how was it that they would not believe in Jesus as the Christ, as the Son of God, and as Lord? What was going on? And so Paul is explaining. It's not that God wasn't serious. It wasn't like his word had failed. But Israel was not listening. So what was going on? Paul says, well, what then shall we say? Is it like this? The Gentiles, who were ignorant of, who weren't seeking any righteousness, that they had actually received it, while Israelites, while the Jews, while God's chosen people, who were even zealous for righteousness, they weren't finding it? Yes, that's how it was. And why was that? Well, in a word, it would be Jesus. Paul says, you know, they stumbled on the stumbling stone. Behold, I'm laying in Zion, he quotes the scriptures. I'm laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And they had stumbled over Jesus. They were seeking righteousness, but they sought righteousness according to the law of Moses. They were seeking righteousness before God, but they were seeking it according to certain works. And they would not see that in Jesus there was the end of the law. They would not see in Jesus that righteousness would be by faith. They stumbled over Jesus. They stumbled over who he was and what he did. Now, of course, if you're people who think that righteousness comes by obeying the law of Moses, then Jesus would have been an offense, and he was. He wouldn't keep the Sabbath. His disciples wouldn't either, and they wouldn't wash their hands. Jesus would eat with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus went out and even touched a leper. Jesus cleansed the temple. Jesus argued with and silenced the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the teachers of the law and the chief priests. Jesus was a stumbling block for those who thought righteousness came by the law, by following the covenant at Sinai, and so he was killed. But God raised him from the dead. God showed that Jesus was right. God vindicated Jesus. God justified Jesus and what he had done and what he had said and what righteousness was. So like Paul says, Christ is the end of the law of Moses, the righteousness of works. And so, those who think according to the righteousness of works will say, well, you got to do some things. But the righteousness of faith says, the word is near you. It's on your lips, it's in your mouth, it's in your soul, it's in your heart. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, this is especially good news if you think about yourself and you realize, you know, I kind of just stumbled into this. When I was a college student, I changed majors. I had been an electrical engineering major, and I was switching to material science. And my advisor said, well, you never know what happens. And he explained his story. Even though he was a professor of electrical engineering, he was actually an expert in arms control. And the reason was, he had to go to the bathroom. He had to go to the bathroom one day at a conference at a particular time, and there happened to be someone else there whose paper he had heard of, and they talked. And that changed his whole career. He said 30 seconds either way, and you know, who knows what had happened. He just kind of fell into it. I bet a lot of you have thought this, or if you think about it, you'll be the same way. How is it that you've achieved the righteousness of faith? It wasn't from you. You may not have been seeking it. It was a matter of where you were born or the people you knew. You just kind of not stumbled upon it, you stumbled into it. But you know what? That's the way it is. That's actually the way it is. The Gentiles, who weren't looking for righteousness, who didn't even know about it, it came to them. They got it. You got it. It's yours. No matter where you have come from, no matter who you have been, even if you can't think of how you got here, you're here. Christ has come to you. Jesus is your Lord. And everyone who calls on his name will be saved. You will be saved. And those are words to live by. Those are words to serve by. Those are words even to die by. Because salvation is from everything. Our sins and all of its effects. Our illnesses and infirmities. The violence, the poverty, the confusion in our lives and throughout the world. And even death itself. So then, Jesus is Lord, and your Lord, and you will be saved. Now, one more thing, especially for you who are about to receive calls and assignments. The saying that if you confess with your lips, with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved, that's actually a very good summary of what the goal of preaching the gospel is. If that's not clear, let me give you another example. You've all read the Gospel of John, and John's very clear. John's so clear that in case you didn't pick it up, he'll tell you why he wrote the whole thing. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, so that by believing you would have life in his name. Well, another way to summarize the right, the faithful, the good preaching of the gospel is with these words of Paul. What's the goal? What's the hope for result? That hearers would confess with you, with us, Jesus is Lord, that they would believe in their hearts. God raised them from the dead, and therefore they would be saved. You'll be expected to do many things, but one of them is certainly to share the good news. Preach the gospel. Tell people about Jesus Christ. Share those glad tidings. And keep in mind not only the content, but the goal. The goal that you have attained. The goal that you have reached. Confessing Jesus as Lord. Believing in your heart God raised from the dead. And looking forward when he returns for your salvation. Those, my friends, in Christ are words to live by. Words to serve by. Words even to die by. May it be for us all. Amen.